Hey friends, and welcome to It's Better When You're Here podcast. My name is Pastor Michael, and I get to be the pastor of Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church, one church at two locations in Central Florida. This is the sermon that we preach this week. I hope that the message inspires you and encourages you and reminds you that God loves you. All right, here's the message.
So, hey, this week we get to talk about movies once more. It's summer at the movies. I don't know if you follow any other churches on social media, but everyone else is also doing movies during the summer. I don't know why, but we've just decided that the summer is the time for movies. Last week, we talked about how who you are, who you truly are, really matters to God. Your true definition of who you are matters to God. This week, I want to zoom out a little. I want us to see that who we are also matters because we all need one another. I want to zoom out a little bit this week and realize that who we are, who we truly are, matters because we all need one another. The thing I'm going to say a lot today, the first thing you can put in your Church Center app is this: a disconnected body will never thrive. A disconnected body will never thrive. That will make more sense as we continue to learn together. This morning, I've been told that there is a 50-50 shot that our video clip will work. If it doesn't, me and all the staff will act out this scene from the Avengers. But let's all pray together that we see this video clip.
Barton and Natasha are in hand-to-hand combat. Barton takes an adversary down and plunges an arrow into the creature's chest. Natasha climbs onto one's shoulders and breaks its neck. Barton's tackled to the ground, and Natasha takes on two warriors with one of their own spears. She shoots them down. Captain America leaps into the fray, but the three superheroes are quickly being overwhelmed. Lightning flashes from above, and three aliens are obliterated. Thor descends from the sky, his mighty hammer clenched in his hand.
What's the story upstairs?
The power surrounding the cube is impenetrable.
Thor's right. We gotta deal with these guys.
How do we do this?
As a team. I have unfinished business with Loki.
Yeah? Get in line.
Save it. Loki's gonna keep this fight focused on us, and that's what we need. Without him, these things could run wild.
We got Stark up top. He's gonna need us to...
A motorcycle approaches through the rubble. It carries Bruce Banner. He joins the group.
So, this all seems horrible.
I've seen worse.
Sorry.
No, we could use a little worse.
Stark, we got him.
Banner?
Just like you said.
Then tell him to suit up. I'm bringing the party to you.
Iron Man leads the flying monster towards their position.
I don't see how that's a party.
The beast flies down the street at low level, demolishing everything in its wake.
Dr. Banner, now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry.
He transforms quickly into the Hulk, smashes the monster on the nose, then digs in to stop it. As it slows, the tail curls up into the air, its armor coming apart.
Hold on!
Iron Man launches a missile and the Avengers duck, Cap sheltering under his shield. The explosion rips the monster apart. The vast head crashes down into the street. The aliens climbing up buildings turn and roar their anger. One removes his faceplate, revealing evil skull-like features. Hulk roars back. The Avengers stand in a circle, back to back, ready for action. High above, Loki surveys the scene.
I'm really glad the video worked, but you missed out. I was going to be Scarlett Johansson, so... Our passage today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to be reading verses 12, 13, and 14, but I will be referencing the entirety of that passage, which I wasn't about to read 20 verses to you this morning, but if you go to our Church Center app, all of the verses are there, and so there's actually a QR code here for the Church Center. If you've not gotten around to it and you're tired of hearing me yap about it, I want you to go ahead and download it. This is a way that you can take your notes. all of our announcements. You can sign up for events, all of those different things, all in this app. I don't get a commission from downloads or anything, and there are no like ads or whatever. But through this app, you're able to take notes, keep notes, save notes, and all of the scripture will be there for you. So you don't need to bounce between apps or you know, unless you want to use a paper Bible, of course. But our passage today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to be reading verses 12 through 14. Here at Shepherd's, we have a tradition where the reader will say, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Then all of you will say, thanks be to God. But we like to add a little extra oomph on the end. So we add the word woo. So be ready with your woo. Hear the word of the Lord. Christ is just like the human body. The body is a unit and has many parts, and all the parts of the body are one body, even though there are many. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one Spirit to drink. Certainly, the body isn't one part, but many. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Hey friends, it's Pastor Michael. We are just so grateful for every last one of you that listens to the It's Better When You're Here podcast. We are so excited that we get to share in this work of ministry and the messages that are preached every week at Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church. We wanted to give you an opportunity. If you want to be a part of what God is doing here at Shepherd's here in Central Florida, and you would like to give, you can go to shepherdsumc.com/give. And you can find a way to give that way. Any support really helps us produce this podcast, but also helps us love our neighborhood around the world very, very well. So thank you for tuning in, and now back to the podcast.
Very good. So if you've never seen that movie before, I don't know what you've been up to for the last 30 years, but that was the Avengers movie. That was like back when superhero movies were fun to watch and new and novel and not just the same, fish reheated in the microwave at work over and over and over again. In this movie, every last one of those characters is a superhero. We have Captain America, whose superpower is government engineering. We have Thor, who's a Norse god. Don't worry about that. We're in church. Let's not think about it too much, okay? We have Hawkeye, whose secret ability is bows and arrows. The superpowers get a little thin once you go outside of the central circle. Eric Banner becomes the Incredible Hulk. His superpower is anger and getting big and green. And you see all these superheroes together. Every last one of them are superheroes. All of them are stronger. Some of them can fly. They have these super abilities. And operatively and importantly, and in reference to our scripture this morning, none of them can defeat the bad guys on their own. None of them can defeat these bad guys on their own. They need each other. Every superhero needs a team. The church exists to be that team. If you're wondering, is this pastor really going to compare this church to the Avengers? The answer is yes, absolutely. Hang on, I think by the end of this morning, you might actually believe me. Because a disconnected body will never thrive. But every superhero needs a team. The church exists to be that team. This passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, is Paul writing to the early church in Corinth, explaining that every single person has gifts and abilities that are in turn needed by the church. He talks about how Christ is like a human body, and every single part of that body is needed. In the church, we so often see the people on stage as the people that are the church. You know, being a pastor, in many ways, people kind of view me as a professional Christian. You know, that this I am what you're supposed to be, someone that yaps for a living and talks, you know, every week for 30 minutes about Jesus. Like, that's what a real Christian is. Or maybe a real Christian is the one that plays and sings and plays the piano and sings, or plays the guitar or the drums. That's being up front. That's what a Christian is. Paul speaks directly against that in this passage, talking about how the whole of the body, all of the body, is needed in order to be healthy. You know, you don't realize how important an appendix is until it decides to rupture, right? You don't realize how important your pinky toe is until you stub it in the middle of the night. Why did the Lord put all those nerves in that toe? I don't know, but I sure do know in the middle of the night if I get up and I stub it. You know, an entire body can be taken down by something so small because all of the body is so necessary. We actually need each other, and we exist for that purpose. To that end, in just a little bit, introverts, I'm going to have you turn and talk to someone near you. Bonus points if it's not the person you drove in the car with. And I'm going to ask you a question. So just deep breath, or, you know, if you're like some of the introverts I know and love here at this church, just need the bathroom for the next 20 minutes because you don't know when it's going to strike. And we're going to be asking this question, so just be prepared. So often, I think, especially in our culture, we think that single heroic leaders are what make the church possible. You look up these large churches and their pastors are people with book deals, typically men with book deals and a big following on social media that are known, well known as single heroic leaders. But friends, if you read the Gospels, if you read the New Testament, what you see is story after story of knuckleheads doing their best together. That's the theological term, knuckleheads. Knuckleheads all together, trying their best, failing and moving forward together. Not one of them could defeat the bad guys on their own. They needed each other. The last single heroic leader of the church is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus was the last single heroic leader. The church doesn't need any more of those. In fact, the church needs every last one of us to do our faithful and level best as we try and bring about the kingdom here on earth. A disconnected body will never thrive. So we're watching a superhero video or a superhero movie for church this morning. And whenever you enter into that fray, you get into Dork Forest where the nerds are around. I find myself within that forest as well. I'm not hating. I find myself deep within Dork Forest. You know, some people had friends in middle school. I had geography and flags and superheroes and comic books. I thought that was a funny joke, but anyways. So once we get into this, what you end up seeing is a lot of opinions. Nerds have a lot of opinions, and a big opinion that I hold, a hot take that I have, is that I don't like Superman movies. I know, it's okay. There's a Presbyterian church down the street, if that bothers you. No, I'm just kidding. Superman movies, I understand why people like Superman. He's so handsome, and I get it, and he shoots lasers out of his eyes, but only sometimes, I don't know, and he's allergic to rocks. I guess, I don't know, but Superman has all of the powers. By the power of the yellow sun, he's able to do everything. He's strong, he's bulletproof, he can't be around kryptonite, but that's honestly it. He has no problems that he has to solve. Heroes that need no one aren't really heroes. I don't have anything in common with Superman. Obviously, I have so much, you know, visibly in common with him, but like when it comes to his character, I don't know why you're laughing at that, but when it comes to his character, I've got nothing in common with him because I need other people. The stories that light us up are the stories where imperfect people make something happen. And that's because a disconnected body will never thrive. I knew I wanted to speak on this passage. I knew I wanted to bring 1 Corinthians 12 to all of us today because I knew that our church needed to hear this message. But I had to pick the right movie. There were many different movie options that we could have watched today. I thought about maybe Ocean's 11. Because Ocean's 11, a bunch of people all come together in order to rob a casino. I think instead of looking in the mirror, I'm gonna AI my own image because they make me look good. This is bad. Don't use AI. It hurts the environment. Okay. I was thinking about Ocean's 11, because Ocean's 11, every single person in that group is needed in order to rob the casino. If one person, even the least effective one, wasn't there, then the heist does not go off and they don't rob the casino. I didn't bring a clip today because I couldn't find more than 20 seconds where they don't say a naughty word. If your mom lets you, you can go and watch it at home. And then Apollo 13. Apollo 13, the spacemen are up in the sky, allegedly, and something goes wrong in the spaceship, and everyone has to come together to solve the problem. The engineers, the physicists have to help the astronauts up in the sky to figure out a problem. Everyone has to work together. And also, apparently, everyone has to say a naughty word every 20 seconds in that movie, too, so that's why you don't get to see Apollo 13. And then I thought, High School Musical. Yes. We're all in this together. Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing about musicals is they make my skin crawl and my skeleton itch. So you can listen to All in This Together on the way home today if you want. I will not be doing that. But all of these movies all together show us these stories that we cannot go as far on our own as we can go together. If it weren't for every single member of the team, the money would still be in the casino. If it wasn't for every single member of the team, the astronauts would not come home. And if it wasn't for everyone in the gym, I don't know what happens in High School Musical. The song wouldn't be as good, the altos were needed even. And I don't know what happened in that movie, but we all need to be in this together. We are all in this together. So why many options? Because all of us love to hear when all of us come together. Friends, it is in unity that the world becomes new. It is in unity that the world becomes new. We can't have single heroic leaders making this thing, the church, happen. We need all of us. Because a disconnected body, it'll never thrive. But you might still be thinking, this is the church. We're not the Avengers. We're not fighting space aliens. We're just doing Bible study. We're just worshiping together. This is not the Avengers. You're absolutely right. It is so much more important than the Avengers could ever hope to be. For too long, the church has been a place of receiving and not giving, a place where we come and we receive a message, we receive music, we receive community, and we don't get an opportunity to give. I want this to be an inflection point for all of us. I want this to be a turning point in our lives as a church, where we see that this date is the day where we start to realize that we are all in this together, as High School Musical said so well, as we are united together to do new and incredible things. Because you're right, we're not fighting space aliens, but we are in fact fighting something much worse, loneliness, isolation, a belief that the God of the universe doesn't want anything to do with us, hatred and bigotry. We're fighting these things, hunger. We're fighting these things in a very real way, so much more real than the Incredible Hulk could ever imagine. Here we are doing these things together. Today, I want you to begin to see this as a place where the smallest things have the biggest kingdom impacts. You're going to see a QR code now. This is going to be your opportunity to say, I'm interested in doing a thing. Now, I know that some of you, the idea of doing a thing seems very, very scary, seems beyond what you could do, seems outside of what you're comfortable with. I hear you, and I want to push you today, because there are things that get to happen here at the church that extroverts just are no good at. Let me list a couple of them for you. Communion servers. You might have noticed that the communion servers look very similar week to week. It's because there's like 9 communion servers that Jen tackles by the ankle every Sunday morning, and they serve communion. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know the words for the communion thing. This is the body of Christ, I think? Yeah, Christ, broken for you, right? Maybe you'll forget the words. Maybe you'll tear off the wrong amount of bread. Friends, if you've ever gone to my station, you know that it depends on the Sunday. You might get a single molecule of bread, or you might get half a loaf, depending on how I do. We don't need anyone perfect to do any of these jobs. Communion service, tech team. Tech team is one of those things that if you don't want to be in front, you get to literally be in the back, unless it's staff appreciation month, and then they drag you up here once. It's your opportunity to not be looked at, but to make the worship service happen. Kids ministry. If you grew up knowing that God loved you, it's because someone said yes to kids ministry. Greeters. Now, I'll tell you, introverts can do this job, but I could, you know, I can also do a handstand. I'm not very good at it, but I can. Introverts, I'm not going to call you to do that. But extroverts, listen, God gave you a gift. It's time to do that handstand and greet people as they come in. The worship team, if you sing, if you play an instrument, if you want to learn how to sing, how to play an instrument, those sorts of things. Small group leaders, we're going to be beginning a new form of discipleship in the fall. We are going to need more leaders for that. Now, introverts, you may have felt like I just listed a bunch of things that extroverts can do. I want to give you one more. Counters. These people help make sure that we follow our financial protocol in a room in the back that is locked. No one looks at you. No one talks to you. You just count. So if you've got 10 digits, you can get all the way up to 10 and then, you know, take your shoes off if you need to. This is an opportunity for people to serve. This QR code is your chance to say, I'm interested. This is not signing up. This is not signing your life away. This is not saying, yes, every other Sunday I'll be there. I will be a counter. Instead, this is saying, I think I could be a part of the Avengers. I think that there's a role in the Avengers for me. Because we know that we cannot do this together and that a disconnected body will never thrive. And let me tell you something really important. This is not volunteering. This is kingdom work. We honored our staff. We talked about all the things that they do. Do you know what the most important thing for a visitor when they come to a church is? What the number one? They keep doing surveys because they keep thinking they're getting it wrong. The number one most important thing for a visitor, it is not the worship style, the welcome that they received, or the preaching. It is knowing the location of and the cleanliness of the bathrooms. That is the number one determination whether or not someone will come back to church. Boy, howdy, do I wish it was the first three. Because I put a lot of effort and work into the first three, right? And it is because of the saints that are willing to clean up after us that people return. Do y'all understand that? It is the smallest things, the things that you might perceive as small, that make the biggest impact. It is the smile at the front door. It is the bulletin in your hand. It is the wearing of your name tag. It is the remembrance of the people that you've seen just once before and asking about someone that they love. This is the kingdom work. It is not volunteering. It is kingdom work. All right, introverts, I warned you. The question that I want you to answer as you turn to your neighbor and discuss is this. I want you to tell a story of someone who made you feel here at Shepherd's. Made you feel seen, made you feel known, made you feel loved, made you feel acknowledged. So I want you to turn to a neighbor and discuss, who was someone that made you feel here at Shepherd's? Ready, set, go. So, I don't know who you are talking about. Maybe it was someone here on stage. Maybe you're one of the 20,000 people in the greater Lakeland area that got welcomed and accosted by Michelle Manzi. I don't know. Maybe that was you. Maybe that was the person that you shared. But it may have been someone else. It may have been someone that made sure that the creamer that you wanted was at the coffee station. Maybe it was the smile from someone that turned into a cup of coffee, that turned into a conversation, that turned into a connection. I don't know who it was. All I know is that every story that was just told was an act of kingdom work. Because when people know that they are seen, know that they are loved, and know that they are needed by a church, the kingdom of God grows. The kingdom of God advances. We see this growth not because of preaching or worship or any of those things, but because of that human connection that all of us are called as these mighty Avengers to bring into the world. A disconnected body will never thrive. I said we would reference the rest of 1 Corinthians 12. If you read down lower, you see that Paul starts talking, has this very illustrative language where he talks about if the body was just an eye, how would they hear? And in my mind, I always thought of just a big eyeball rolling around, right? If the foot said, I'm not a part of the body, did that make the foot any less bit of the body? Again, not to just always talk about my stubbed toe, but you stub a pinky toe, all of a sudden you think, I don't think I can carry on. I don't think I can live this way, you know? This parts of our body are all needed together. And friends, I think the church suffers from being so deeply disjointed and disconnected. People that think that the gifts that God has given them are not needed or not necessary, they are getting disconnected from the body, and the body suffers because of that. I know that every last one of you here in this room has a gift and ability that this church is lucky to be in the presence of. And I am not just trying to butter your biscuit. I am trying to tell you what the gospel is telling us here in this passage. Every last one of you contains a gift that we are in desperate need of. Now, some of you might feel like, I'm not prepared to do this, right? Dr. Banner shows up, and he shows up looking like a physicist. And some of you might feel that you show up on Sunday and you're not ready. You don't have the abilities to love people well, to count, to hand out communion, to serve in kids' ministry. You don't have those abilities. And what does St. Eric Banner says? Well, he says, that's my secret. I'm always angry. I'm always ready to serve. I'm always ready to be the Incredible Hulk. Now, the gospel message underneath that is this. God does not call the equipped. God equips the called. God does not call the equipped. God equips the called. If you grew up in church, I know you've heard this before, but it remains a trope because it is true. God does not call the equipped. If you read, again, to back to the disciples, not to, you know, speak ill of the saints who've gone before us, but bunch of knuckleheads, right? I mean, they were so smart that their job was throwing nets into the water and catching fish. And if you look at the biblical account, they're pretty bad at it. There are lots of stories where they're like, we don't have any fish. We don't have any fish. There's fish all in the water. We just can't find them. And they're like looking for them, right? And Jesus says, those are my guys. Those are my guys, you know? They're all huddled together trying to figure out, you know, how to carry on with life. And Jesus says, those are my guys. Those are the ones that I want. The least of these are the ones that are called and empowered. It's not the best of the best, the creme de la creme. Jesus takes the ones that are the least able and makes them the most able. Let's not miss that miracle that Jesus takes fishermen that are pretty bad at being fishermen, and turns them into missionaries that go around the world, that go to India and all the four corners of the earth preaching the gospel. Jesus takes those men who couldn't catch fish in a lake and turns them into global missionaries. What could Jesus do with all of us here? Let me tell you, I know I've told my story before, but Jesus took a kid that was scared to talk around people because I had a speech impediment and turned me into someone that talks for a living. Jesus has taken all of you in different moments as people that carry all manner of baggage into this room, and you love people well. You've loved me well. You love your neighborhood well. What could Jesus do with all of us? If you look at all of these superheroes, all the stories that they have, they go from one thing, something enormous and powerful happens to them, and they change. Friends, do we experience that at the table? Do we experience that moment when we come to Christ, when we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus, when we find a church that calls us? We have that transformative moment. I wonder when incredible things will come. God does not call the equipped. God equips the called. And a disconnected body will never thrive. So, two ways I want you to put this into action. And the first one, I just want the QR code for the survey to pop up again. Again, this is just you saying, I'm interested. I'd like to know more about this. This is not the QR code that gets a phone call on Sunday morning that says, hey, would you preach? This is instead the QR code that says, hey, I've just never said that I might be interested in being a part of something. I've never said, I think I should be a part of the Avengers. I've just never really said, hey, I might want to be a part of this. So I want you to scan this QR code, fill it out. And then the second action point is I want you to follow through and see the miracle happen. See that kingdom work. You know, I might even get greedy and give a third point. When you serve and you feel like you did a terrible job, which that happens some Sundays, I'm driving home and I'm like, wow, I'm going to go pick up a pizza about this Sunday morning. This is not my A game, you know? I want you to still hold on to the reality that everything we do, even when we don't do it perfectly, is kingdom work. Is kingdom work. The people that brought us to church, the people that love us well, may have felt like they did a very bad job when our lives were changed. I want you to know that it's the same for all of us. So fill out the QR code and then follow through. And then the third that I'm just adding because I can, I got a microphone, is that I want you to hold on to the reality that whatever you show up with, God can do miraculous things with. A disconnected body will never thrive. Friends, could we be the Avengers? Could we assemble? Could we bring the kingdom to earth as it is in heaven? Yeah, could we? I see poses happening. Could we be the Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes, as we love the neighborhood so much that it begins to look like God's kingdom? I think that we can. Let's pray together.
Hey friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope that this message connected with you and inspired you. Please reach out to us on social media or through our website. We would love to know if this is your church family. If this message meant something to you, please share it with someone that you know or you love, or share it on social media. We know that it would be so much better with you here, so much better with the whole world, knowing of God's great love for all of us. Have a great week. Be blessed.